Hey, how everybody doing on tonight? What's going on tonight? Can anybody hear me? What's going on tonight? How everybody doing? This is Miracles Inspiration. I want to welcome everybody to Miracles Inspiration. You are on the air with Shashika Tyree Hill on tonight. Who else do we have on the call so far? Is Nicole available? Nicole, are you available? Nicole, are you available? Nicole?
Let me see. Let me talk to the caller.
Hey, how you doing? We have a live caller on the air.
Pastor Marcus in the house.
Hey, Marcus, how you doing on tonight, Brother Marcus? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm good. Your listeners ready to hear some good news?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Are your listeners ready to hear some good news?
Just one moment. Are you going live with it on tonight, Pastor Marcus?
Are you live?
I'm trying to go now.
Oh,
we live on the air, but I'm finna put it on Facebook Live so some people can call in.
Oh, I'm not even home. I can't do live while I'm on right now.
Okay. I'm sorry, say that again.
I didn't know you want to do it.
Yeah, I'm going live with it, but that's okay if you can't.
Okay. You got more followers than me.
He, Pastor Marcus.
You got 1.2 million. I only got 1.1 million.
Yeah, but it's you know that these numbers finna climb now. We gonna get it. We gonna get it. These numbers gonna climb.
Hallelujah.
I'm finna enable. You enable Nicole? You enable?
It don't matter.
Excellent.
Nicole, are you available? Nicole, are you available?
Nicole, sleep.
I could tell. Hey, how you doing, Facebook family and friends? I am on the air with Pastor Marcus, and I have him here on Miracles Inspiration on tonight. So if you guys want to take the time out and call in and ask us some questions, we are available for you guys to ask us questions. I know a lot of you guys are requesting prayer, so we're going to do so on tonight. Pastor Marcus, are you on the air?
I'm on the air. What's up, everybody? Hello, blessed people. Hello, world.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor Marcus? You guys, I put a link on my page to the Miracles Inspiration radio show, so please feel free to press that link as well as call in. The number to call in is 215-383-3869, and again, you guys can chit-chat with myself, Pastor Marcus, and Evangelist Jackson here.
Hello, how you doing on tonight?
Okay. So, Pastor Marcus, how you doing on tonight, my brother?
I'm feeling good. You know, it feels real good to be living a life under a cloud of favor. And that's the same cloud I want everybody listening to live under. The cloud of favor that hovers over your life that causes you to automatically breathe blessings, walk in blessings, and declare and see nothing but blessings. Good things God has done for so many of us, and I'm feeling good. There's no other feeling I can have when I'm a child of God. You know what I'm saying?
Praise God. Yes, yes. You know, y'all, let me tell y'all something. Me and Pastor Marcus Gill, we are very, very good friends. And what I love about Pastor Marcus, y'all, and let me share this story. When I tell you, we are really and truly brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
You know, anytime you guys. When I feel the need and, you know, I need that prayer from my brother, Pastor Marcus, I can pick up the phone and I can call him and, you know, we pray for each other. You know, we tell each other good things and we're constantly inspiring each other. You know what I'm saying? Because people really
That's
need
right.
that nowadays. They need that inspiration. They need that, yes, you can do anything. You know, whatever it is that you're trying to do,
Amen.
Go ahead and do it. And that's what me and Pastor Marcus do, y'all. And when I tell you, he has told me some things in my life, and it has came to pass. And I just right now, Pastor Marcus, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, you know, because when I was going through some nights, you know, it was your words of inspiration that kept me going, my brother. And when I tell you, you are awesome man of God, and I tell you that you're real. And there's and I'm going to be honest, Pastor Marcus, I'm going to step on some people's toes tonight because it's hard to find. Real men and women of God. You know, you have a lot of people nowadays, they're more or less faking. You get what I'm saying? They're faking about who they really are. But one thing I love about you, and let me say this, you guys, he has never, ever asked me for any money. He has never, ever asked me to sow a seed into his ministry. If I did it, it was because that's what I wanted to do. And Pastor Marcus, I want to thank you because nowadays, and I'm going to tell you something, I've been church hurt. A lot. I've been church hurt a lot because of the simple fact, you know, there's false prophets out here and pastors and stuff. They claim it to be men and women of God, but they're looking for other things. And I'm not trying to beat nobody down on tonight, but I'm just saying if you find good grounds to sow into, and I know for a fact your grounds are good, my brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you know what, my sister, I can say the same thing about you for all of your listeners.
Can you talk up a little bit if you don't mind, Pastor Marcus?
Oh, okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you now.
You can hear me good? Yeah. I want to say, even for your listeners and those who support your ministry and follow you, I thank you for your words. And it's real. It is certainly real. I certainly am proud to be a true man of God that serves God and loves his people. You know, and I have to say, even to those that are watching, because, you know, you got a lot of followers, Shashika. You got a lot of people that follow you. You got a lot of people that are supporters, and they have great testimonies of the products and things that you make available to help their lives be better. And the truth of the matter is sometimes people don't know if you're a real person because they watch you on Facebook or they hear you on the radio or they see you on TV or they buy your product.
Yes.
But I want everybody who's listening to know Shashika Tyree Hill is a real person. She's a human being that has a testimony. Come on. She got a real testimony. And there's a lot of people that got a lot of book knowledge, but they don't have a testimony. A whole lot of people can tell you somebody else's story, but they don't have their own story. I want
Praise
to encourage
God.
All your listeners that are connected, stay connected to this woman of God and find you some friends that have a real testimony that can tell you that God has blessed them. They can't give man no credit because man didn't just hand them anything. Connect yourself with some people that don't work for what they have. Some people that
a lot
are
of people
through.
Say that they can't hear you, Pastor Marcus. Mm. Listen, if you guys can't hear him, there is a link, okay? There is a link, and if you click on it, you can hear him because we're live on the air, okay? Mm. So make sure you click on that link. I posted a link earlier on my Facebook page, and you can hear everything that he's saying clearly. Okay, I can hear on my end, but you probably can't hear on yours. But if you go and click on that link, everything that Pastor Marcus is saying, you will be able to hear him. As well as, you guys, you can call in to 215-383-3839, and you can chit-chat with me and myself and Pastor Marcus Gill on tonight. We have Darlene Jackson here. We also have C. Nicole here. And I thank you guys for calling in, and we'll be able to pick up the line so that you guys can come on with us in just a moment. But what I was doing, I was just sharing how good of friends me and Pastor Marcus Gill is, and how we uplift and inspire each other. And that's what we have to do, you guys, as men and women of God. You know, there's so many things that's going on in this world. We have to pull together as one, and I'm going to tell you something. One thing I love about, you know, I got to brag on him, Pastor Marcus Gill, is, y'all, let me tell you something. I have so many people calling me and messaging me and telling me that God said sow into their ministry. But one thing I love, y'all, Pastor Marcus has never asked me to sow into him or his ministry. He always tell me wherever God lead me to sow in, and make sure that the seeds that I sow in is on good grounds. And when I tell you Pastor Marcus has good grounds, y'all, I'm here to tell you. And I want to also let y'all know, go to his Facebook page and follow him. He's an awesome man of God. His page is Marcus Gill, you guys. You'll see that blue check. And that'll let you know that he is verified. And I'm going to tell you something. In this season, God is lifting us up. I'm telling you, now I just thank God for what he's doing in this season. I thank God for the connection that he has made with me and Pastor Marcus. Y'all, I'm not going to tell y'all how God put us together, but I'm going to tell you, God put two wonderful people together. And I'm going to tell you, we're getting ready to do some amazing things together. And that's what it's about, y'all, in this season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We getting ready to take this good news, and this is not no fake good news. This is some real news, because both of us, Shashika, if you think about it, we both have a powerful testimony. A testimony.
Amen.
That says everything was in perfect position to kill us and destroy us, but some way, somehow, deep down on the inside, you and I both in our separate situations were able to press through it and produce.
That's true.
And now the producing has turned to prosperity.
Yes.
And the greatest excitement that Sister Shashika and myself have is to not be the only ones who experience this prosperity, but we want to make sure that everybody gets it too. We want to make sure that somebody else get a chance to experience God's moving power in their life. Let somebody know that the situation that they're going through right now won't be their situation forever.
Amen.
Is going to produce prosperity for their future. So I'm excited about it, man. I'm excited about it, and I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Yes. Well, Pastor Marcus, we do have Nicole, and she's on the line. She is an awesome woman of God as well. And I'm going to tell you something. She is a part of the Miracles of Success team, and she has been a
awesome.
Major blessing. And I just want to share this story. Me and her connected a while back, and God is good. And one thing I love about Nicole, and, you know, I prayed in 2015. I said, God, you know, put me around people that's going to help me, people that's going to love me, and we love each other because I have a good heart. And when I tell you the people that God placed in my life, including Pastor Marcus Gill, these people are wonderful. Nicole mm-hmm. is a part of Miracles of Success. She does a lot of the 501c3s for a lot of the business owners who call in, and she does a lot of corporations. And like I said, she's a part of the Miracles of Success team, and I want to welcome her on the air tonight. Nicole, how are you doing, sweetie? Okay, Nicole, are you with us on tonight?
I think Nicole taking a nap tonight.
Nicole is taking a nap, y'all. So we're going to move on from
Nicole.
But anyway, anyway, you guys, what I want to do is, yes. What I want to do is I have my mother here, the awesome, the wonderful Darlene Jackson, y'all. And we do a lot of Facebook Lives together. And, you know, we pray together and we do a whole bunch of stuff. And I wanted to bring her on tonight so she can be a blessing to you all, each and every last one of my Facebook family and friends. So here she goes, and I'm going to kind of turn the mic to her so she can give you guys a little inspiration on tonight. So here's Darlene Jackson.
Hello, everybody. God is so good. And I just want to say tonight, God is positioning people to be connected with the right people. Everybody has to be connected with somebody that's positive. God wants us to wake up on tonight.
Amen.
He wants us to get connected with people who is positive. Stop being around so many negative people. Negativity brings on negativity. It's time to wake up. It's time to do things in your life. It's time to get connected with God and God's people. On tonight, I appreciate Shashika and
Pastor Marcus.
They're sharing with you all how to get connected with God and how to get out of the things that keeping you in bondage. It's time to break those chains. You have them chains on because you want to. God already freed you.
Amen.
He already freed you from all that. So you putting them chains on yourself. And he promised us life and life more abundant. He gave us the gifts and the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You in bondage because you want to be. God already promised so many things. He said that he's bringing us into a land that flows in milk and honey. The only reason why you're not getting what you deserve out of life is because you're keeping your own self in bondage. Move self out the way. Listen to the people of God that's trying to get you where you need to be. I'm telling you, on tonight, listen. Listen at the man and woman of God. They're trying to help you. You know, this is not something that just came up. God ordained this time. This was supposed to happen. They were connected because God put them together. Just like he's putting everybody that's on here tonight connected with these people and myself. This didn't just happen to be. God had already ordained this. I'm telling you, it's time to wake up and do some things in your own life. Stop trying to hold yourself down. Pick yourself up. You know, it's time out for that. Y'all already done been through some stuff in life. Y'all already done caught some hell. Now get the benefits that God has promised you. And the only reason why you're not getting them is because you're not allowing yourself to grow. God has allowed people to be here to help you. Get connected with these people. Come on now. It's time to get up. I'm telling you, and I don't care what you're doing. I don't care who you is. I don't care if you don't have no money. God will place that in your life for you to do what you need to do
Amen.
To grow. There's no such thing as I can't. God will give you your heart desire. He promised that. He put his word above his name. If he said he's going to do it. Come on now. It's time. Time out. Let's give it to God. God has brought people in your life to help you on tonight. Get connected. Get connected with God's people on tonight. Come on now. It's time to wake up.
Amen, amen.
I love
okay, Nicole, are you on the air?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. How you doing on tonight?
I am fabulous. I feel like Lazarus. I've been resurrected.
I told you.
Yes. How you doing, Pastor Gil? Marcus Gil, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I told him. I said, she sleep.
No, the sister was asleep, Pastor. I'm always ready. My oil is ready. No, I just want to thank Shashika Tyree Hill so much. She has truly been a light and a blessing in my life. From the first day I met her, you could just see the glory of God upon her. You could see her genuineness, her sincereness. And I just love her realness. And she truly is a fantastic person, and I'm just really blessed to have had her in my life and to be a blessing to her as well. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem, Nicole. And again, you guys, we're on here with some awesome men and man and woman of God. Pastor Marcus Gill is on the line, and I have a couple of callers, and I just want to take some questions, or if somebody is in need of prayer on tonight, please make sure you call in. The number is 215-383-3869, and you can call in to the station, and you can speak with Pastor Gill, myself, Miss Jackson, or C. Nicole, okay? Okay, so I'm going to answer caller 3610. How you doing? How you doing? You're on the air.
I'm here. This is Joanne James. I was just calling the line for prayer.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, ma'am. So what are you needing prayer on? And we're going to ask that Pastor Marcus Gill lead this prayer on tonight. Praise God.
I'm starting to find this the work. Since December 31st for workman comp, but they for some reason turned me down, and I've been out of work with no money, still hurting and in pain, and at home with no money, about to get evicted.
All right, Sister Joanne, I'm gonna pray for you tonight, and I want you to believe by faith.
Yes,
that
Jesus.
Everything that has interrupted your flow of favor. Yes. We're going to pray tonight that be destroyed. All right?
Yes, Lord.
Close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for my dear sister. I thank you right now, Father God, that she had enough faith to do exactly what your word said, which
yes,
is to
Lord.
Connect with the godly. And God, I thank you, Lord, that as she's connected with the godly tonight, I thank you, Lord, that godly results will impact her life like never before. We speak right now even to the spirit of sadness and depression that's making
yes,
an attempt
Jesus.
To
right
take
now,
over
in
her
the name
mind
of
and
Jesus.
Spirit. And I declare right now by faith that her joy is coming now. I thank you, God,
yes,
that she
Lord.
Will not speak against the blessings that are coming. She will not declare what she sees in the natural, but she'll
thank
begin
you, Lord. To
speak
thank
the
you,
vision
Jesus.
And the blessings of her future. Thank you, God, that her current pain will not be her pain yes. forever. But prosperity is on the way, and great treasures
yes.
have her name on it. Thank you for the release, and thank you for a mighty miracle happening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Ma'am, on tonight, I need you to receive that and know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, okay? And no matter what you're going through, God has the last say, and it's not over yet, okay? So you just continue to keep pressing on. And keep going, moving forward.
And I want you to remember that prayer will get you where you need to be, but faith will open that door. You have to have faith in what you're praying for. God is truly good, and he didn't bring you this far for you to suffer. Trust God on tonight.
Yes,
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. We thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just want to encourage you also in this meantime to really seek God about what it is that he's birthed in your hands, that he can multiply beyond a job, beyond a position, because God gives us the power to gain wealth. And Amen. So you make a decision to step forward and let God continue to lead you, and I promise you, you will see the move of God in your life.
Amen. Yes, ma'am, are we going to take a next caller?
Yes, ma'am,
we're going to pick. Yes, ma'am, this is Miracle Inspirations. Are you on the air?
Yes, hello.
Hey, how you doing on tonight?
Yes, hi. I'm good, and I'm glad that you all are spreading the gospel. And I'm so grateful what you guys are doing, because I backslided, and I need to get back into the spirit. I need to get back into being around God's people. And it's so hard for me to do, and I just want you guys to pray for me that I really take the step in the right direction, you know, because I'm out there and I don't want to be out there. I want to go back to God. I want to go back to obeying His word, and I want you guys just to pray for me. Just pray, please, just pray.
Glory to Jesus. What is your name, ma'am?
My name is Treasure.
Say it again.
Treasure.
Treasure. All right, Treasure.
Yes.
Close your eyes. I'm going to pray for you, because what you're dealing with right now is definitely a demonic attack. Anything that comes into your life to pull you away from God is a demonic attack. And it's not even your fault. But there are people in your bloodline that have been connected to witchcraft. You know I'm telling the truth. They've been connected to evil and witchcraft. And every time you seem to try to move forward, it seems like things pull you back. It seems like there's like a weight and there's a draw that continues to pull you back. But the Lord told me to tell you tonight that because of your faith and because of the focus in your mouth, to declare that you want to get back. Your heart's desire is what God's going to use, almost as if a hook and a man going fishing. Tonight, Shashika Hill and Pastor Marcus and the rest that are on this call have gone fishing, and you've been caught tonight. And it's time for you to get yourself together.
Thank you.
Stop wasting time running around and being distracted by the wrong people and by the wrong situation. You know who God is. Get back with God. Get yourself together. You got work to do. You got a vision to be manifested. You got a destiny to reach. And I put a demand on your heart, a demand on your spirit, to get back in line with God. You won't have to beg for it. You don't have to cry about it. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Hell is not your home.
Lord.
Heaven is your home. You understand what I'm saying, Treasure? And God's mighty hand is on your life. His right hand is on your life, and he's covering you from the inside out. And I'm declaring that even within the next 17 days after this call, if you do exactly what the man of God said, matter of fact, I'm a man of God. If I tell you to do something tonight, will you do it?
Yes.
Treasure? Will you do it?
Yes.
Will you do exactly what the man of God tell you to do? All right.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you to do something real simple, and you're going to confess right here on this call. I want you to confess that you're in right standing with God. I want you to pray this prayer of salvation with me right now. Shashika, you don't mind if I do this, do you?
No, I don't mind, Pastor Marcus.
Okay. I want you to do it right now. And we're placing a demand on your soul. Your soul is never going to be the same again. This is the last time you will testify of turning back. Are you ready, Treasure?
Yes.
Listen to me. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For this opportunity.
For this opportunity.
To rededicate my life.
To rededicate my life.
To you.
To you.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
For turning my back.
For turning my back.
This night.
This night.
I make a decision.
I make a decision.
Thank you.
To give you my life.
To give you my life.
All over again.
All over again.
Say this with me. Say, it is well.
It is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.
and I am saved.
And I am saved.
By God's
Amen.
Power
Glory
divine.
Be to God.
Thank
Glory
you.
Glory be to God.
In Jesus' name.
Father.
Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We give you all the praise and the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank God for you guys.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Good work. You know, I'm just thankful for you guys. And keep up the good work. God has placed
you
to be doing this, you know. And I feel so honored. You know, and I thank you for you guys. Just keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling in, ma'am, and be blessed, okay? We love you on tonight. Okay. We're going to take another caller right now. Okay, caller 6271, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
How you doing? Welcome to Miracle Inspirations, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi. My name is Blanche.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Miss Blanche?
Oh, I'm good. And you?
I'm wonderful. We are wonderful on tonight. What can we help you with on tonight?
Please, I will need help with prayers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Cameroon. So
I'm sorry, can you say
ago,
that again?
My name is Blanche. I'm from Cameroon, but I'm based in U.S.
She's from Cameroon,
okay,
but she's based in the U.S.
Okay, and what would you need prayer for, ma'am?
About 2 years ago, I lost my dad here in U.S. So his wish was for us to go and bury him in Cameroon. So since I went to Cameroon to bury him, since I came back, my life has not been the same. It has been from one problem to another, from one problem to another. Nothing good has been coming in. Nothing good has come to me from one problem to another, just up and down. So, please, I would like prayers for that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Miss Jackson pray for you on tonight, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, we thank you on tonight, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for the sister, Lord God. Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, that you would be there, Lord God. You wouldn't forsake us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to build this young lady up where she's torn down, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to put her heart back together like a puzzle piece, Lord God. In the name of your precious son, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to give her strength, Lord God, right now, Lord God. Father God, we ask for faith for her tonight, Lord God. Father God, we ask her to open up her heart to you, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to let her know, Lord, on tonight that you are everything that she needs in her life, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord God, you said that you would supply all our needs. Lord God, we trust and we depend on you, Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
Father God, we know that you put your word above your name. Lord God, in the name of Jesus right now, you said that you were our shepherd and we shall not want, Lord God. You said that, Lord God.
Yes,
Father
Jesus.
God, right now, Lord God, whatever
yes,
she
Jesus.
Stands in need of on tonight, Lord God, we ask you to open the door for her, Lord God. Father God, we ask you right now to intercede, Lord God, in her life, Lord God.
Yes,
Father
Jesus.
God, we ask you right now, Lord God, give her faith back, Lord God. Whatever the devil stole from her, Lord God, we ask for a repossession, Lord God, on tonight, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, in the name of your precious son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, for a blessing
yes,
on tonight
Jesus.
For this
Thank
lady,
you,
Lord God.
Thank you,
Father
Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord God, right now, Lord God, you said, Lord God, you said if two of us agree, Lord God, that you would be in the midst, Lord God. Father God, we know that you are not a liar, Lord God. Father God, you put your word above your name. We trust and we believe in you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. When I tell you, we are on the air and it is powerful.
Amen.
Up in
Hallelujah.
Here. I can feel the anointing all over the room on tonight. God, I thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. We taking in calls. Thank you so much, ma'am. And you be blessed, okay?
Amen. You too. Thank you.
Okay.
You're
we
welcome.
Love you.
I love you too.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. I thank God. If you are wanting to chit-chat with Pastor Marcus Gill, myself, Darlene Jackson, Nicole, or Rose Lyrics, please give us a call. The number is 215-383-3869. We are on the air. We are live. I posted a link on my Facebook page. Please click the link so that you can hear us live on tonight. We're going to take another caller right now. Yes, ma'am. So we're going to take caller number 6721. Are you online, ma'am? Hello. Thank you for calling Miracle Inspiration.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, ma'am?
Fine.
Yes. How can we help you on tonight? Thank you for calling in.
My name is Joyce. I'm from Sandusky, Ohio. And I serve God, and I've been having a lot of attacks against my body and my financial, but I have not gave up. I keep pressing on, and just things just keep happening. I'm asking for prayer.
Okay, you're asking for prayer on tonight. See, Nicole, can you lead this prayer, please, if you don't mind, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. May I have your name again?
My name is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce. Joyce, we thank you for calling in tonight, and we believe in the Spirit of God to just rule and abide in the peace of God, the King of Peace, rest and rule and abide in your home. Father God, I thank you right now as we pray for Joyce that you send in the four winds right now, Father, from the east, the west, the north, and the south. And, Father, that you do a cleansing and a purification in our home. Father, we thank you right now that every unclean thing must leave and flee right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the false burden and the weight to be lifted off of her right now in the name of Jesus. The heaviness, Father, right now, so she can see clarity. And she can have clarity, Lord God. Joyce, this is a time for you to praise God like you about to lose your mind. And I don't lose your mind because God gave you a sound mind, but you want to praise him. And this begin to praise him for what he's already doing. Begin to praise him for what he is doing, not just what he's going to do. Whatever you believe in God for, you have to stand in that. I have seen God move. Well, I have spoke something that I needed for him that he had already sent the angel for. The command.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Father, we thank you for the command on the angels right now in Joyce's life, that every need be met, Lord God, that she will not be left fruitless, Lord God, but fruitful. Father, we thank you for the abundance upon her life. But, Lord, we also
thank you
for the fruitfulness and the obedience. And, Father, direct her path and lead her with wisdom. Father, we thank you right now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
We pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, ma'am. We're going to take another caller right now. We thank you so much for calling in to Miracle Inspiration on tonight. I'm getting ready to take another caller. 8167, are you on the air?
Yes.
How you doing, sir? What's your name on tonight?
Oh, my name is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Thank you for calling Miracle Inspiration.
Thank you. I just want to praise God. And I get up every morning, got to go to work, but before I go, I always get on my knees and put God first. I don't care what time of day it is and what time I have to be there. I give him his glory first because he woke me up this morning and had to do it. I'm opening up my trucking company, starting that, and I was looking at your miracle success, and I follow you all the time, and I just want to give praise to you. The devil,
thank
he's trying
so
to intervene
much
on my, you know, on my relationship with my fiance, but I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to get nobody authority over me because I got my Lord, and I put him number one. And then,
yes,
you know, she's moving on. she's moving down here with me, and she said she wants to be in around in the city where it's a lot of action. I said, look, I don't want to live around with a lot of action. If you want a lot of action, you can move to the city. I got a place where everybody want a lot of action. Now, here it's hot down there. So if that's where you want to go, you can go. I want to give you my glory. I want to thank God. I ask y'all to pray for my business, everything that I'm doing, to show me favor and lead me in the right direction. I'm taking his lead, and I'm following his direction. And that's the path
okay.
I'm on. Now, I just want to say, you know, just pray for me and my business and my success. You know, I listen to you, how you took $700 and turned it into me. I'm doing the same thing.
God,
I got about
$15,000,
and I'm going to turn into something. Like my business,
that's
I'm going
right.
to make $5,000 a week. You know, so
yes.
I just want the Lord to give me the glory and show me favor.
Well, you know, one
Amen.
Thing I like about what you said, my brother, you have faith, okay? Faith will take you places nothing can. You have to believe that God is going to do this, that. You know, when I took my $750+ in 2000, you know, I had faith. You get what I'm saying? I might have didn't have
yes.
the money. I might have didn't have the education, but I had the faith. I believed that God was not going to leave nor forsake me. You get what I'm saying? And I believed that God would give me the desires of my heart. You get what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, when
yes,
there ain't nobody
Amen.
Else believed in me, I believed in me. And I knew God
right,
believed in me. And that's all that I
Amen.
Needed. And that's what kept me going. And it was some days where it looked like nothing was coming in. And that's what I tell people a lot. See, they give up so easy. But you can't give up. You can't give up. The harder it gets, listen, you have to keep pushing and begin to get on your knees and begin to tell God thank you and begin to
Amen.
Pray. I'm going to tell you something.
Amen.
God has sent you people in your life that will help you bring your vision to pass. But you have to believe
Amen.
That, my brother. You have to believe
yeah,
that. A
I
lot
do.
Of people
Amen.
Would have looked at those $750. And they would have said it's not enough. They would have looked at the education background and said, you know what, I can't do this because I don't have what it takes. But I'm here to tell you on tonight, God will give you everything that you need. And that's, I'm telling you, let me tell you something. I done been through some things. But one thing that I did not do is give up. I never gave up on God, and I most definitely
Amen.
Never gave up on myself. And God, I thank
Amen.
You, and I thank you so much, my brother, and continue to keep your faith. And listen, God is going to do what he said he's going to do in your life. The best is yet
Amen.
To come. And my friend, Pastor Marcus, always tell me this. He says, Shashika, the best is yet to come. And I'm here to tell you on tonight, my brother, the best is yet to come. So we just
Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in. And we pray that God gives you favor in this season. Thank
favor.
You so much. We
Amen.
Love you. We love you. We love you. Thank
Amen.
You so much for calling
Amen.
In, my brother. Be blessed. Okay, we're getting ready to take another call. These calls are coming in so fast, and I do apologize if we don't get to everybody on tonight, but we're going to do this again. Right now, caller 3627, are you on the line? Okay, we're getting ready to take another call. These
calls are coming in so fast.
Okay, caller.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, how you doing, sir? Okay, we're going to the next caller. Caller 6001, are you on the air?
Yes.
Okay,
can
how
me?
You doing, my sister?
I'm great.
What's your name?
I just called it Shanice.
Okay, hey, Shanice, how you doing on tonight?
I need prayer. I've been attacked by the enemy for 3 weeks, and, like, my relationship with my boyfriend, Carlos, and my family, and it's like I've been attacked. Somebody stole my bank account and everything, and I've been attacked, like, every 3 weeks and been harassed, and it's, I mean, I just need prayer.
Okay, Pastor Marcus?
Yes.
Okay, can you lead her in prayer on tonight, please?
Most certainly. Father, thank you for this dear, precious young lady who called for prayer tonight. Father, we pray right now, Father God, that any and everything that is on her heart, that she has recognized as a burden. I pray, Father God, that you'd lift it. I pray, God, that every chain that is on her life, on her mind, on her spirit, anything that has pulled her away from walking in the path of righteousness, favor, and knowledge, I pray, God, that you would clear her path, Lord God, and help her to walk upright in true holiness and righteousness. Let your mighty hand of favor be on her life. Cover her and keep her, and I speak that she received this prayer with the goodness and gladness of our heart. Things will never be the same for her again. In fact, God, we speak better. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, my sister.
Thank you.
Okay, so Miss Jackson would like to give you a verse to read.
Get into the book of Psalms. Read the 23rd Psalm. Read Psalms 27. Read Psalm 70. Are you there?
Okay, I'm sorry, we lost a caller. You guys, while we're waiting to get some more callers on the line, I want you guys to know that I will be in New Orleans. I will be in New Orleans on July the 2nd at the Holiday Inn. I'm going to be doing the Miracles of Success workshop. So if you have not already got your tickets to the workshop, go to www.themiraclesofsuccess.com. Purchase your tickets. When I tell you it's going to be a wonderful event, Chicago was so amazing last week when we were there. It was a really good turnout. There were so many people blessed once they left there. Their mindsets was changed. And when I tell you, it was awesome. And I'm also going to be giving away two tickets tonight on the air. Again, I'm going to give you guys the number to call in. The number is 215-383-3869. Myself and Pastor Marcus Gill, Darlene Jackson, and Nicole and Rose Lyrics is in the building on tonight. Pastor Marcus is on the line. I'm sorry. So feel free to give us a call. We're taking prayer requests on tonight. And if you have any questions for us, we are open and available to answer any. I'm getting ready to take another call right now. The caller is 1510. Are you on the air? Hello, 1510. Are you on the air?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, ma'am? Thank you for calling Miracle Inspirations. How can we help you?
Yeah, my name is Mirabel. I'm from Cameroon. Yeah, I want you guys to help me to thank God for what happened to me on Sunday night. Because on my dream, I dreamt that I was incarcerated in a hole. And then I start pray, and I bust the hole and I get out. So my friend explained me that that was deliverance. So I want to thank Lord for that.
Okay. So, ma'am, we have Rose Lears here, and we're going to let her lead you in prayer. Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry, what were you needing prayer for again, ma'am?
I want to thank God for the deliverance that I had on my dream.
From my dream, okay. The deliverance from my dream.
Oh, deliverance from your dream. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Hello, ma'am. You said you want prayer for your dream or interpretation?
No, I said I had a deliverance on my dream, so I want to tell you.
Deliverance from your
dream?
Yes. Yeah, she was in a hole, and she burst through the hole, and so that was deliverance. So she wanted you to just pray for the continued deliverance of her dream.
Okay. Father God, we come before you, Lord Jesus, boldly, God. We come, God, asking that you touch our dear sister on tonight, Father God.
Amen.
God, I pray, Father God, that you begin to touch her mind, God. God, I pray for your angels right now that's in the room with her as I
Hallelujah.
Speak, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm asking you, Father God, to be with her, God. I speak peace over her life, Father God. I pray that you even give her clarity, God. I pray, God, that you give her visions, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That will help her along
Hallelujah.
The way, Father God. God, you said for us to think on these things, things that are true, things that are pure, things that are holy, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for brighter days that are coming in her life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you even begin to reveal to her, Father God, what it is that you're trying to say to her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we come against the enemy and everything that he's trying to do and plot against her life in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of confusion. And God, I ask right now, Father God, that you give her a peace in her heart, in her mind, and in her soul, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that chains are being broken even now as I speak, God. I thank you, Lord God, that your anointing has fallen over her,
Amen.
Father.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, God, that you're touching her Amen. Mind right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you give her a peaceful sleep and rest on tonight. We speak peace in her Amen. Life. We speak rest in her life in Amen. The name of Jesus, God. And I thank Amen. You, God, for revelation, God, that you're going to reveal in her life, Father God. We thank Amen. You even right now, God, for walking throughout her home in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for everything Amen. That you're doing in the name of Jesus. The Satan, we serve you notice right
thank
now,
Lord,
and I command you to take your hands off of her in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your glory and your anointing.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
This is so awesome. This is awesome, awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm a single mother.
God bless
retriever.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ma'am, where are you located?
I live in Maryland, and I'm a single mother of three boys. So I live by myself, and I'm always scared, but God help me. I don't even know. I start since Sunday, I give my life to God, and I will start going to church. I thank you because I keep watching your videos and your life. That helped me a lot. And that day that I have that dream, I was listening to your video. That's how I think that's how I get the deliverance. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in on tonight, and God bless you, my sister. Okay, I'm getting ready to take another call. It's 2672. Are you on the air?
Yes, ma'am. Anita.
How you doing, ma'am?
Finding yourself. I'm calling Anita. Prayer for healing. I've been suffering with my spine, my L3, L4, and S1 since 2002. The pain is chronic pain, chronic pain. I need a financial breakthrough. Children need to be saved. One of my daughters fighting. Oh my God. She got cervical cancer.
Oh, Lord. Cervical cancer. Okay, Pastor Marcus, do you mind leading us in prayer, please?
Yes,
this awesome
sure,
woman
sure,
of God.
Sure. What's, woman of God, what is your name?
Benita.
Benita.
Thank you.
I want to call your name, and I'm asking you what your name is, not to get in your business, but so that I can call your name while I pray. Dear Jesus. And eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
For our dear sister. Father God, she is obviously carrying weight that she cannot pull in the natural. But God, I pray, Lord God, that even as I experience the death of my own daughter, and I know the pain of having to bury your own child, and I know the pain of having a child, oh God, that's in the hospital unconscious and plugged for life support, God, I know what it's like to sleep in my car because I didn't have enough money.
Hallelujah.
I know what it's like, Father God, to be depressed and to be broken and to need healing in our lives.
Yes,
I just want God that trusts you. She's crying here tonight. But God, it's only by faith and through the power of our testimony that all five of us can connect our faith with hers. We don't know what she looks like. We've never touched her. But God, your spirit knows her. Your spirit can touch Sister Benita right now. And, Father, we pray right now an ultimate prayer of peace in the name of Jesus. For your word declares that you'll keep us in perfect peace.
Thank you,
if we
Jesus.
Keep our minds stayed on you. So, Father, help my sister keep her mind on you. Help my sister to continue to trust you.
Yes, Lord.
Let these tears that she weeps in the night, let them turn into tears of joy in the morning time.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God, that my sister
in the name
will call
Jesus.
Shashika back with a testimony.
Yes,
God. Hallelujah.
Her mind is
thank delivered. You, Lord Jesus.
Her joy has been restored, and her children are all right. Thank you, Father God, for testimony that prayer that
all
the enemy
well.
Had lost, and that, God, you are totally getting the victory out of her. We declare and declare right now.
Yes, Jesus.
As my sister just declared.
Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
All is well.
All is
thank
well.
You, Jesus.
Come on, everybody, say all is well for this sister.
All is well. All is well.
All is well.
Thank you, Jesus.
All is well. Hallelujah.
Ma'am, let me ask you
well.
A question. Where are you located, ma'am? What's your location? Ma'am, what's your location? Where are you located?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. I'm going to be in New Orleans next week. And I'm giving away tickets to my workshop, and I want to bless you with a ticket on tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm giving away two tickets, so I want you to bring someone else with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank
you. Yes, ma'am.
For
so you stay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You stay on, okay? And then I will get back with you in just a moment to give you the information so that we can send you two tickets, okay? When I
yes,
tell
ma'am.
You God is amazing, I will be in New Orleans,
hallelujah.
Y'all, next week, Saturday. And I just thank God because guess what? He's on time. My sister is Rhett from New Orleans. She's in the city that I'm going to be in. And man, we're going to pray together. We're going to rejoice together because I'm telling you, God is doing some awesome things in this season. Okay? So he has connected us, okay? And I'm going to make sure that I keep in contact with you. Let me tell you something. I'm going through something right now. And when I tell you, when I first heard the news, it took over. But I one thing about me, I believe that I'm already healed.
Hallelujah.
And I keep telling
yes,
people,
Lord.
they say that I have cancer, but God already told me that I'm already healed, okay? You have to believe that. I wake up each every morning with a smile on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I be in pain, and the medications that I'm on, they have me sick, throwing up, humped over. But when I tell you, God is good, I can't let that get the best of me because I know that God has a purpose and a plan for my life. I know that what I'm going through is a testimony so that I can be a blessing to somebody else. You get what I'm saying, ma'am? So we're going to connect, and you hold on the line, and I'm going to give you the information so that you can come to the workshop. I'm going to give you two tickets, and I want you to bless somebody else. And y'all come to this workshop, ma'am, and be blessed, okay? Okay, I love you, my sister. I'm getting ready to take another call because we have 1 minute left. It's going to have to be quick, and I do apologize, y'all, but we will be doing this again.
Amen.
Okay, caller 3351, you're on the air. How can we help you on tonight?
Yes, my name is Shakemia, and I've been going through a divorce with my soon-to-be ex-husband. I've been into a verbally abusive relationship, mentally abusive relationship. I'm a single mother of two. I've been going through some things with my financial, not getting help. And I'm praying that, you know, I just need prayer for strength and ability to heal what I'm going through with my marriage.
Amen.
Okay, so we're getting ready to go off air, but I'm going to give you this number to call. For anybody that needs prayer on tonight and we wasn't able to get to you, I need you to call 912-242-9415, and we're going to have Miss Jackson personally pray for each and every last one of you on tonight. Let me give you the number. It is 912-242-9415, and that's for anybody that's needing prayer on tonight. We thank you guys so much for tuning in to Miracles Inspiration. We look forward to hearing more from you guys. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Now I want y'all to get with me on this one. Just clap your hands, everybody.
Thank you so much for logging on, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I really appreciate you guys
thank
on
you
tonight.
For Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Yes, it's done. It's already done in the name of Jesus.
Let me hear you sing.